Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is an honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We got so much to talk about, and we have Melody will be with us here in just a few minutes as soon as I get done talking. So we're going to get straight to it, okay? Let's go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, oh God, help us. For people cry out to you this morning. We know that the follies and the chaos and the corruption in our land is of our doing, if only because we have been silent. You are the great I Am, yet we have forgotten your blessings and we have taken you for granted, your love and your forgiveness. Cause us, O God, to once again hunger and thirst for your righteousness. Give us wisdom as you did for King Solomon. Help us to avoid the temptations of this world and to rely and lean on your word and your ways and not on our own feeble understandings. We praise you, Abba Father, and we beg your forgiveness for our apathetic ways, for our arrogance and our pathetic knowledge for which we thought was great. Make us a humble people who will bow to only you and serve only you. Make us a moral people who follow your laws. Protect President Trump and his family. I ask again, Abba Father, that you grant the evil one not one more victory, but your will be done. We do not deserve your blessings, yet you freely give all to us. I give to you this hour and thank you for Melody Cedarstrom and ask your continual blessings on her life and her business. For such a time as this, I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, my friends, the devil went down to Georgia, but there was no Charlie Daniels to whoop him. So what's next, America? Liberty is always in the hands of the people, but first there must be a longing in your heart. There are rallies, and that's a good thing, but it's not enough. There will be noise, but will there be justice? I mentioned last week that I believe we no longer have a separation of powers in this nation. The Democrats and the Republicans, the legislative branch and the judicial branch, the bureaucracies, the media, they all work against we the people. And until Donald Trump, the pugilist president and political disruptor, the executive branch was against we the people as well. While I have no crystal ball, and I pray that I am wrong, Congress will meet today, and there will be a lot of noise and the pretense of heated debates, all controlled in their theater. And then they will take a vote and certify what everyone knows in America is a false and fraudulent election of the two most unpopular Democrats in the nation, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. And the band plays on. Or will we? Will the American people continue to play or put up with the political games that the left, for your rights, the theft of your rights, excuse me. The media anchors will talk and talk, and the American people will, well, what will we do? We the people have become the useful idiots of the left. We can break that habit, but not without sacrifice. There once was a generation of Americans that knew how to sacrifice for the good of the future. But do we now? Are we willing to do such a thing? Do we know what it is truly to be independent? Do we even want independence? Do we lust for truth and liberty? Remember, the Hebrew word amen means truth, or I believe. But the pastor who prayed had no truth in him. If he did, he would not have said amen and all women. We joked about it, but it isn't a joking matter. They stole an election, and they will now take all of your rights, they will become just privileges granted to you only if you obey. The changing of our language is a demeaning. It's demeaning to humanity and to the, and just another theft of our freedom of speech. I read an article this morning. The elite, they enjoy demeaning us. It was by Peter D. Ambroska, and it was on the American Greatness site. And he said, oh, they enjoy demeaning us. They laugh while they take your dignity and your freedom and your country and your livelihoods from us. Ordinary people are used to being trampled upon by mealy-mouthed weasels in Washington, lying shysters in the press, and the former high school locker adornments of Silicon Valley, and the prospect of the ruling class stealing the election on November 3rd registered to normal Americans as nothing more than an average Tuesday. And none of this is to mention that the ruling class is completely meritless mob in the first place. The average truck driver, upon whom House Speaker Nancy Pelosi of California would just as soon spit before engaging in conversation, is overqualified to serve in Congress. The blue checkmark journalists on Twitter have tens of thousands of dollars in outstanding student debt loans, which they used to purchase a career in a dying field that's been put replaced by the camera on your iPhone. As far as I can tell, Dr. Anthony Fauci hasn't seen a patient since the medical school residency in the 60s. Yet these people, despite having never earned it, are the ones with authority. And they use that authority. Well, he said something else. I won't say what he said. But to spite you and to tell you it's a rainy day every day. The Americans are starved simply to be treated with respect by the ruling class. But the ruling class is sort of a terrifying prospect. After all, they're supposed to be in charge here. The overpaid functionaries in Congress or the executive branch are supposed to work for us. I wish the answer to our current struggle was the return of civility by all parties, but it's not. He goes on to say the only chance you have to wrestle your republic back with the vile morons who have stolen it is to treat them with the same utter disdain that they treat you with. Let them know that under no circumstances will you submit to their false authority. Laugh in their faces when they bark orders at you. Flout their stupid rules at every opportunity and give them a wink and a nod when they shout their directives and then ignore them. Show them a mere fraction of the contempt that they have shown you. He goes on with these things, and I agree with him. I thought he made some good points. But liberty is always in the hands of the people if it is in their hearts. Pay them no mind, work like crazy, and put them out of office. From the dog catcher on up, stop voting the corrupt men and women into office. And maybe this will go away if we ever get another election that's free and honest election. With that, I know I took up most of our first segment. I bring on Melody Cedars. So, Melody, the devil went down to Georgia, but I'm doing okay. How about you?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you.
It didn't surprise me. Did it surprise you?
No, it did not.
I expected it. I truly did.
I mean,
but
without saying anything, without sounding critical or anything like that, I mean, there's always hope.
There is hope.
But if you really dissect it, you pretty much knew what was going to happen. And, you know, I don't know if it's any fault of the Republicans. I think they do take a lot of blame for the loss of the election, for losing this moment. So my question is, was it by design? But that's how things usually work in D.C. It's by design. But
they had some weak candidates, and the weaker candidates won. And I do think it was by design. I think we couldn't. There's no way we could have had a good election with all the election cloud over us in the United States right now.
But that all should have been addressed when we knew this was going to be a big issue, and it should have been adjusted to make sure that these candidates won. Now, they have baggage,
They knew all about the baggage. We're headed into that break, though. We'll talk about that when we come back. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio with Melody and Beth Ann, and we'll be right back. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyers and George Soros promise to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code Beth Ann and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. Happy turn. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Melody Cedarstrom. Yeah, I'd like to say, Melody, every time you come on, we got something big going on, but it seems like we have something big going on every day.
It's by design.
It keeps us. You know, they do have a lot of baggage. And my husband reminded me about Loeffler when she. Profited here after right after the pandemic was announced, and all of a sudden there were some Democrats and some Republicans that both they claimed it wasn't insider trading, but all of a sudden they
I think Purdue was in on that game too. I think they both were. I'm not sure.
Could very well be. And of course, she wasn't elected; she was appointed. And I don't remember all the background on that. But these other two guys, I mean, they are dirty to the hilt. But that seems to be what people keep electing. And, of course, they were trying to make excuses last night that the mainstream media, which is true, doesn't let people see the truth of what's going on. The one guy that's, you know, he abused his wife, he abused his children, and he's a dirty so-and-so. But nobody saw that. They,
no.
You know, unless they're watching.
You know, I mean, we can play the, what is it, the Monday morning quarterback and would've,
sure.
Should've, could've, and, you know, but I think you said something that struck me is, what do we need to do now?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm registered as a Republican, but I'm not a Republican at heart. I'm basically a, you know, But I have to file as a Republican in order to vote in certain primaries and in local elections. Okay.
It's a monopoly.
It is. Absolutely it is. But again, what are we going to do now? We basically need to start again from scratch. And I think if we can get through 2 years, I think you'll have the Republicans back in power.
But what will that
do? It'll hopefully stop them from going any further. Because, I mean, you know, these Democrats, yeah, they're going to throw everything they can at the wall. I already, you know, there was a statement from Biden, hey, if we win Georgia, everybody gets a $2,000 check. That kind of sounds like a little bit of bribery to me. But anyway...
And whose money is that? I mean,
it's not his, just to give away. But I mean, so what do we do? They're going to have to rebuild. Honestly, what I believe, and I know a lot of people don't agree, go against me. The Republican Party, for whatever it's worth, is going to have to be rebuilt.
Absolutely.
And that's where we need to start. And we really need to start again at our local elections. This can no longer be about one man. It can't.
And I don't think, you know, Trump has been a large figure. But what it is he spoke what the rest of us have been thinking. Now, I don't like everything he did, and I know you don't either.
Very little.
But he's speaking like the working man. We never
heard. But that's what we wanted to hear.
Well, that's true.
We wanted to hear someone to stand and take what we see happening to this nation. But that wasn't, to me, and again, hindsight, quarterbacking, and all this kind of stuff, but I've been saying it for 4 years, so I'm allowed.
You can say whatever you want.
But, you know, here we are today, and we need to go forward now. You know, I mean, how many people truly thought, since the 1st of November, that Trump would be a second termer? It's a lot of people who believe that. And no disrespect to them. I kind of had hopes, too. But the reality of it, and we need to rebuild now this Republican Party, a third party. Personally, I said this last election, a third party would have had a good chance. I think in 4 years, a third party is going to have a great chance. But you got to get the right people, and, of course, you need the money. Look at the amount of money that was spent in Georgia. That's $1 billion, almost, not quite.
Somebody's got money.
Somebody's got money in this country. It's not trickling down to the working people.
To the wee people.
To the wee people.
Well, the American people have just about had enough. And
50%,
I saw one of them.
Half of them.
Well,
the other half likes what's going on, and that's what we seem to forget.
I don't really think it's 50-50. I really don't. I know that polls look that way and the voting yesterday looked that way, but I don't really think it is 50-50. I heard somebody last night, and I guess they'd done some kind of a survey or whatever about the election. And only 2 out of 10 people believe that the election was not fraudulent. That means 80%, 8 out of 10 people believe that it was.
Well, it depends on who you're asking, too.
If you're in the Democrat Party.
It depends on who you're asking, you know. But
we see the crowds, Melody.
We do.
People have had it. And they had a, I saw this morning. Old Mitt Romney was on an airplane. Yeah, I guess he'll take a private one next time. And the people began chanting traitor, traitor, traitor at him.
Mm-hmm.
People have had it with these so-called elites.
I believe people are truly frustrated, but I'm really not quite sure they know what they're really frustrated about. And I'm going to come back.
Point.
Yes, I'm a money person.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to come back to that. They see our nation. They see our country without jobs. They see people who, I mean, it's it's amazing what is happening in this nation that is being totally ignored. Yes, we had I think it's great that a part of the population has been fired up.
Mm-hmm.
But what are we going to do?
Exactly.
How are we, and the thing of it is, you're right, the system is so big, the system is two-party, it's going to have to be fixed. I don't think it can be, but I mean, what do you do, Beth?
You know, I've been like you. I've thought a third party. But the thing is, they've got such a monopoly. And what Trump has done is kind of awakened the conservatives that should be in the Republican Party. I have somebody on Facebook that just sent a message. In 1856, the Whig Party was unable to govern. They collapsed and were replaced by the Republican Party. Today, the Republican Party is unable to govern. They are... And she says they will probably collapse and be replaced with conservatives. Then my question would be, why isn't the Democrat Party collapsing? What is it, besides the money and they're buying all these votes and they're cheating and they're... What is it that keeps them going? Because they are a dirty lot. So how come they're still there? And I'm not saying the Republicans aren't dirty. Mitt Romney's dirty. Roy Blunt in Missouri.
You know what? We're so easily fooled. I mean, look at Ted Cruz.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
So I said, there's going to be some noise today.
I mean, Ted Cruz, all of a sudden, he's doing it for himself.
You bet.
Because he was going to be running for president again in 4 years.
You bet.
He's trying to keep the job that he has.
Yep.
And even your Chris, what's the guy from Missouri, Hawley?
Josh Hawley.
Now I listened to an interview with him yesterday.
Go ahead.
And he says the reason he's doing what he's doing is because he is hearing from his constituents, and this is why he's going to D.C. because he is representing the people that voted for him. And but he really didn't have any hope it's going to change anything. I want to see him do something that will change something, that will make a difference.
Absolutely. Well,
and who are these people to do that? Ross Perot. I mean, he did great. Half of this country, and I say half of this country because half of the people of this country receive checks from government one way or another.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
So we are a divided nation. And when you're divided, it's half and half. And half of these people, they talk, people hear the word socialism, but half of them don't even know what it is.
No,
and that was never. I mean, I'm sorry, they should have been up there with charts like Ross Perot, saying this is communism, this is socialism. People need to be taught and understood instead of just anyway.
But then again, there are a few of us. You and me are here. We're fighting it, and we're not going to stop fighting it. And
the media, I mean, they're disgusting. They're worse than the politicians.
And then there's the clock. We're headed out on this break, and we will be right back.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain. For companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation. Support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-990-6716. 800-990-6716. That's 800-990-6716. 800-990-6716.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today, What If Things Were Made in America Again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. And we have returned listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. You know, Melody, we're talking about the noise and all this is by design. And it's just like any other time. They're trying to boost their own careers. They're career politicians. And there was one thing that Carly Fiorone, I can't ever say her name right, said when she was running for president that I agreed with. And that was of Rand and Ted. They make a lot of noise. But whatever gets done, what do they ever really get done and accomplish other than they make a lot of noise? You know, they were into doing their filibusters and going on and on and on.
Yep.
But nothing happened. Nothing
happens. And that's what we need to replace. And you know what? This is the first time that I'm not frightened or anything, but it really does concern me about what we face in the next 2 years, and I just don't think the Democrats will be able to hold it for more than 2 years. I just don't believe that, because they can't, they won't, and you know, so at least they would be slowed down, if anything.
Well, the only way they will is if they continue to cheat like they did in November.
Well, they've got the power, so they can cheat.
Yeah, that's the fear.
But the problem is they all cheat, Beth. Right now we just focused on the Democrats, but they've all had their own shenanigans here and there.
Oh, you bet they have. You bet they have.
But we're right. But you're right. We're here now. And what concerns me is his first day in office, January 20th. They already have tons of executive orders. And you can't tell me that the man's mental capacity isn't diminished in some form. And he's just going to be there, here, Mr. President, sign this. This is going to keep these people away. Okay. sign this, Mr. President. This is going to be, you know, your greatest achievement while being, okay. That's who I believe we have in office that will be president. And that is kind of scary. So I do know financially the infrastructure is big. We know gun control is big. And, I mean, it's just like maybe the American people need to have a little bit of
pain.
Pain.
Pain and suffering in order to realize what we gave up.
So maybe if we're looking for something, maybe this is it. You know, maybe this will wake up more people as long as it isn't too late.
Well, biblically speaking, Joseph had to be humbled. He'd done nothing wrong, really. His brothers were jealous of him. Of course, I think he strutted a little bit. His brothers were jealous of him, and they threw him in jail, sold him into slavery. And then he had somebody else tell a lie on him. He got thrown in prison. And then he emerged in favor with the king. Now, that's a biblical account of a man who had to be humbled in order to later be used by God and do the right things and save his people. The thing that worries me is all this involvement from foreign entities, including China, mainly China. And I know this is somebody selling something, but I read this morning and I wanted to ask you about it. The headline is China makes huge advance to dethrone the dollar. And there are 8 countries that are said to be going to dump the U.S. currency for the digital yuan. And those countries it named, I got them here somewhere, Russia, Saudi Arabia, Angola, Iraq, Iran, Brazil, Venezuela, and the United Arab Emirates. So I just wanted to ask you about that. I know they're selling something in here and a book as well as some other things. But I wanted to ask you about that because we have talked about China wants to take power. They want to take power through the currency as well as other ways. I just wanted to ask you about that.
I mean, no doubt about it. You know, to some degree, China has us by our tails. They own a lot of our debt. And when they own our debt, they have a little bit of control. But this has been going on for so very long.
Yes.
And it's been going on way before, you know, President Trump, has been going on before Obama, has been going on, you know, way back to Daddy Bush and so forth. So it's been going on for a long time with China. And, yeah, I do believe China made a statement back during the Great Recession of 2008. They didn't believe that there should be a currency that leads the world. So we've seen various types of moves and changes and their relationships with other countries grow. And I absolutely believe with their strength that they would try to eliminate the U.S. dollar as the world reserve currency. Now, the problem with that is we still do it used to be like 90-95% of the world transactions. It's probably 85% now percent of the world's transactions in the U.S. dollar. That's how the banking systems are set up. That's how, you just don't change it overnight. It just can't be done with the flick of a switch. So I do think with the China introducing some sort of a digital way to transact trade, that could be a way to go the roundabout way of the normal banking systems in order to trade without the U.S. dollar. Saudi Arabia, are they going to go, are they actually going to go along with it and so forth? Don't know, because with the petrodollar, but they have new kings, young kings that are more into the world growth. They're growing. They became multi-billionaires, their nations. Do they really need the U.S. anymore for military protection? Probably not. So I don't think their loyalty, not their loyalty, but their contract with us is no longer concrete as maybe it once was. Venezuela will do anything to get back into the ballpark, to get out of their problem. So you might see some, but these countries still trade in U.S. dollars, but it is a beginning point. And it puts pressure on our dollar. It loses value. And then it's just a moment in time where, you know, we might see a free fall. Will the dollar ever be totally replaced? You know, we seem to think that that's the only option. But again, look at the powers to be. I mean, we certainly do see America on the decline. We don't have the, you know, we do have another nation that's coming up, and I hear the arguments about China, you know, with the predictions of them beating our economy by, what, 2028 or something like that. It's not going to happen because they got as much debt. They lie. Who knows? Everybody lies anymore.
But, you know, that was one thing that Trump said right after, I think right after he was elected, and he said something, and they were all just, oh, my gosh, I can't believe he said that. But they were talking about the Russians and this and that, and he goes, you think we're innocent? You think the United States is innocent? In other words, he was just saying, we've been involved in some things we shouldn't have been involved in. And he was just straight out admitting that they were just all like, you could hear the suction.
Yeah, it was about it was about killing people.
Yeah.
You know, we kill people too. We kill heads of states. We kill we kill other countries' supreme generals.
Hmm.
You know, whether we like them or not, do we go around assassinating people? So,
well,
I don't know. That's why I stay with gold and silver. I understand that, and I understand where we need to be.
And that's what we'll talk about in this next segment. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. You know, the question I had in my mind this morning was, they want to bring America down to a third world status. Do you think the American people will actually be okay with that? Because I don't think they will. I don't think we're like others, but maybe I'm wrong. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio, and Seth and Melody will be right back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow 6-piece towel set that includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn. Friends, I want to talk to you very frankly about the increasing civil unrest we're seeing these days. You can't turn on the news without hearing about more riots, violence, looting, killing, lawlessness, and mayhem. Sadly, I think the worst is yet to come, and the crescendo will be quite painful. However, I want to focus your attention on what you can do to survive. Priority one in times like these is to make sure you have enough food to eat. If you know me, you know I fully endorse My Patriot Supply. They're the only source I personally use and trust to get through the tough times ahead. Right now, you can save $100 off a 4-week emergency food supply kit of delicious, nutritious meals the whole family will love. Go to preparewithbethann.com to get your food kits today. The future is so uncertain. I urge you to go to preparewithbethann.com and get ready now. That's preparewithbethann.com.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed, and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is, satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-832-1804. 800-832-1804. 800-832-1804. That's 800-832-1804.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting with Melody Cedarstrom. We've been so busy talking about everything that's going on, the chaos and the craziness, that I haven't given your phone number out or your website. Melody Cedarstrom is Discount Gold and Silver Trading. She is a sponsor of this show. She is responsible for us still being here on the air. And you can give her a call. Take care of your portfolio. You can give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Go to her website, dgscoins.com, and listen to her radio show, which is on at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And give her a call, and let's get started with backing, you know, securing your finances with gold and silver. And I'm going to, I do this every time. I'm going to turn it over to you. There is so much going on, and it does start at home. We say that every time. It starts at home.
You know, it really does. And, I mean, we have to deal the hand. What's that saying, Beth? We have to work with the hand
with
that
the
was
cards
dealt
we've been
to
dealt.
Us.
Yeah, that's right.
that we've been dealt. And so you can, and I think we've been dealt a hand that's just going to be a continuation of our finances, but only to the extreme. And yes, our finances, it probably is not as important as we see our freedoms and our liberties erode even more.
More,
but that's
important.
A separate issue. That's a separate fight.
Okay.
But we can't fight those if we're broke. We can't fight those. We need our voices heard, you know, while they strip you of your financial securities. And it's bigger, and your financial securities actually go bigger more so than what we deal in politics. I mean, you're looking at the banksters, you're looking at Wall Street, you're looking at these multinational corporations. They really don't care who our senators are. I mean, they can get anybody in there that they want because they got enough money, and we've seen that in Georgia, to give to these campaigns. The Democrats got huge donations from all the tech companies. They got all these huge donations from, you know, all the, we know them.
Hollywood.
So financially, it's just going to get worse. And again, these companies don't care about you. Politicians really don't care about you. Not financially. They just care about your vote. So yeah, we're going to lose a lot temporarily, but you can protect yourself and your finances, your savings account, your retirement accounts, your pension accounts. And, you know, we often talk about our children and grandchildren. They're the ones that are going to have to deal with it.
Oh, yeah.
They're the ones that will truly have to deal with it. How can you help them distribute your wealth with gold and silver? I do have a little package here today, Beth, starting out 2021. We have 21-ounce American Silver Eagles, and these are the new dates for 2021. They should start shipping from the Treasury next week, so really no big delays there. A 1/10-ounce American Gold Eagle includes your shipping cost for $661. So that's all. You can buy one package, two package,
wow,
three packages. So it's a great little package to start off the new year. And use your $600. Use your $600.
Use it wisely.
Wisely. And get rid of those 600 fiat dollars and get this little starter package for 2021.
Okay. It's 21-ounce silver eagles.
21-ounce silver eagles, correct.
Okay.
One-tenth ounce. That's one-tenth of an ounce gold eagle.
Got it.
It includes shipping.
$61.
And $661.
Shipping included. All right. That's a great deal.
It really is.
I encourage everyone to give her a call. I really do. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. We've talked about a lot of the chaos and everything that's going on political, but Melanie and I both know that it starts at home.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to get our house in order. Our house, our communities, our counties, our states, before anything will change, from the dog catcher on up, but it starts at home. If they collapse things, you'll have this security. We don't know if they will. We're not the doom and gloomers. We're just trying to keep an eye out. And Derry used to say, I'm just a realist.
That's what I call myself. I'm a realist. These are the facts.
And the facts are things aren't right.
No.
They're not quite right. And we can see that with yesterday's election. We can see that with the chaos that's going on today. They're pretending that they're going to take care of the people, but in the end, I fear it'll just be a bunch of noise. And it's up to the American people to lust for liberty and to want that independence. And your finances is the beginning of your independence. You know, there's a group going around, and I've got some children that are all in on this, getting out of debt. And one of them is celebrating this week because they were out of debt.
Oh, fantastic.
And it's freedom.
It is.
It's freedom to them. They're just ecstatic about it. And they sacrificed a lot to get there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot. And so
with freedom,
freedom,
whether it's politics or liberties or financially, there's sacrifices that have to be given.
Absolutely.
But look where you are when you come out the other end. The freedom that you enjoy.
Yeah. It's just amazing. They were so excited about it. And the other two brothers that are on board with this same program, they were patting them on the back and just, you know.
It's contagious.
You know, congratulate. It is. It is. And, you know, it's something that all of us need to think about. We talk about the national debt, but most Americans are living in debt. And you're not free as long as you're living in debt. We talk about
We're not free as a nation because we're in debt to China.
Mm-hmm.
You're not free if you're in debt to the bank or to their credit cards or whatever the case may be. And so give Melody a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Real quick, we only got a few seconds. Do you have a good New Year's?
I did. And cheer up. Christmas is a year away. But let me be the first to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Absolutely. We're going to need it. I got a feeling we're going to need it indeed. No, this year is going to be have its own challenges. 2021 will have its own challenges, and we've already seen some of that playing out. And it's going to be up to the American people who believe in freedom. And even if we're not free in our land, we are free in our hearts, and we're going to push for that liberty. Give Melody a call. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Melody, thank you.
Thank you
for your patience with me and for sticking with CSC Talk Radio and doing what you do for over 25 years. And I appreciate you so, so very much. Thank you. God bless. You have a great day. You've been listening to CSC Talk Radio with Beth Ann and Melody Cederstrom, and we're on board to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSC Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.